Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Nazir Daf Chafav. We are holding on Chafei Yom Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud. Omar Mar. Let's just go back a step. We have a Nazir. A Nazir is meant to bring three Karbonos. Chatas, Oila, and Shlamim. A Keves for the Oila, a Kivza, female sheep for the Chatas, and an Ayla, ram for his Shlamim. Suppose he sets aside money for this purpose. He has a fund, a Karban Nazir fund. Now, something happens and he doesn't need it anymore. A classic example that the Gemara brings is mace. He passes away. We have this unused money. What do we do with it? Well, it depends. If the money was already allocated, it was already earmarked, this is for the chatas, this is for the oila, etc., that is what we call mifurashim. It's been specified. It's been tagged. It's been labeled. Then we deal with it one way. The oila money is directed towards an oila, shlamim towards a shlamim, and the chatas money goes to Yam HaMelech. It cannot be used. Whereas if the money is sasum, if the fund was just a collective fund, not yet labeled, not yet separated into portions, this is for chatas. No, it was sort of an unlabeled, unspecified, generic fund. That's what we call setumin. The money was just unspecified, unearmarked. In that case, the halacha is that it's directed towards nedava. We send it to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a special nedava fund used to purchase karbonos oila brought on the Mizbeach. Question, how can we do that? How can we take chatas money and direct it towards oila? How can it be converted into an oila? The answer is, that's the halacha. According to Rabbi Yechanan, halacha l'mashim esinai. We have a collective fund here, meant for all three karbonis, which belong to this nazir. It was not yet earmarked, not yet labeled. It goes to nedava. Despite the fact that there is some potential chatos money there. According to Rish Lakish, it was actually learned from a pasuk, as we discussed the other day. Today's daf will focus on this concept, and will package this halacha for us. When exactly do we apply this concept? When exactly do we take this ma'is sustumin, this unallocated fund, and send it to Nadava? The Gemara today will present the guidelines of when we do that, what is considered stumin, unspecified, what is considered mifurash, specified, under what circumstances do these monies go in Nadava? Okay, Amarma, let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, halacha hi benazir. It's a special halacha l'mashim esinai, applied to a nazir. Asks the Gemara, only a nazir? Fits the bill, v'su leka, we don't apply to other similar situations. There are other individuals who are meant to bring many karbanis. You have a mitzvira, who's meant to bring a chata sa'if, an ayla sa'if, if he's not able to afford more. If you can go higher, you can bring, he should bring the animals, behemoths. We have a yoyledes, all different examples, different situations where you have one individual experiencing some sort of experience which triggers multiple karbanis. And suppose he has this general fund, which is now, for some reason, unneeded. Why would it be different than the Nazir? V'su leka, we don't apply it to other cases. V'atanya, listen to this braisa, which seems to apply it to a mitzvah as well. V'shar chayevi kinesh b'teira, or other individuals who are obligated to bring birds, like the mitzvah we just mentioned. So one bird is meant to be for the chatas, one for the oila. Now what happens if they set aside money? Shefri shemois likineyam. So they set aside money to buy, their pairs of birds. So suppose a matzera put aside some money meant to purchase a chatas bird, an oila bird. but it wasn't yet, you know, earmarked, it wasn't yet labeled, it was a general fund meant for purchasing of both birds. Rotza lahavi behen chatas behem oyavi. Now suppose his fortunes improved. He got wealthy. And now he's meant to bring a behemoth. He can do that. He can take that money, can use that general fund towards purchase of a behemoth. And the chiddush is, rotza lahavi behen chatas behemoth. Let's say he wants to take the entire fund, the entire $10, which was meant for a chatas bird and an oil bird, and direct it towards a chatas behemoth. Yavi, you can do that. Despite the fact that part of that money was meant for an oila. And the Tosis points out, was speaking that he said, this money is litzarati, towards my tzaras. So theoretically, you know, he doesn't have to split it between chatas and oila. He can use the entire thing for the chatas and add some more money for the oila. And that's why in this case, when he's upgrading to an animal, he can take all that money and buy with it a chatas behemoth. So rotza lahavi ben chatas behema yavi, you can do so. Likewise, if he chooses to bring an oilas behema, take the entire fund and purchase with it an animal for oila, yavi, you can do that as well and find some more money for the chatas. Okay, that's the first halach. That's one chiddush. Here comes the main point that pertains to our discussion. Leftover monies, unused monies, mace. This mitzvah passes away. V'hoi loy mois situmen. And he has a general fund, a carbon fund, which was not yet separated into portions, not yet labeled and tagged, chatas, oila, and shlamim, right? What happens to this money? Despite the fact that there is chatas money there, yiplu l'nadava, he sends it to l'nadava. Apparently, this is a general idea pertaining to every individual who's experienced some event which triggered multiple karbonis, and he allocated money for those karbonis, and now their money is unused, you take it to l'nadava. So why does Rabbi Yochanan specify halachihi bin nazir? It's not limited to nazir, it applies to anybody else as well who went through a similar experience. The answer is, you're right, tana nazir. Although Rabbi Yochanan did mention nazir, it wasn't just nazir, tana nazir, he mentioned nazir. And of course, v'chayav ekinin, the damolei, and it applies to all those who are meant to bring, you know, these pairs of birds, double karbonis, chatas and oilam, which are similar to the nazir, in a sense that it's a single source, a single cause for these multiple karbonis. So the person was a mitzvah. And that mitzvah experienced triggered these karbanis, chatas and oila, and he set aside one general fund for the entire, you know, for everything I'm meant to bring. So even though there's a chatas potential in there, but if the money is unused, I could send it to the nadav. This is similar to the nazir, whose naziros triggered that multiple chiyuv of karbanis. As opposed to a case where a fellow happens to have two separate obligations, ulafuki mahadasani, as opposed to the case described in the following braisa, when the two karbanas are totally unconnected, unrelated. They were not triggered by the same event. They're not sourced in the same root cause. For instance, mishayim muchiyev chatas. Reuven was chayev to bring a chatas, right? For eating chaylev, for instance. So the chatas is rooted in the aveira of chaylev. V'amar harei olai oila. Then he decides, you know, I want to really make up for what I did. I want to bring an oila as well. Oila is a doira, and the Gemara in Zvachim calls it. It's a gift. I want to add a gift to the chatas. Okay, so now he's chayev two things. Chatas on account of eating the chaylev, and oila on account of his generosity. So there are two separate chivim unrelated to each other. V'ifresh ma'is. And he sets up a fund. Va'amar, and he says, Hare elu l'chayvasi. This money will accommodate my obligation. Everything I'm obligated to bring. Okay? So now, the money is meant for the chatas as well as the oila. And therefore, Ratza lahavi ben chatas behema lo yavi. He chooses to change his mind. He found a real nice-looking plump animal. He wants to use that as a chatos to get a real nice kapara out of it. He's going to redirect all the funds to the chatos. You can't do that because a portion of it was meant for the oila. Oila's beima chooses to bring a huge oila with all this money. Lo yavi, he cannot do that. What then does he do? So Taisha says, he finds two animals, and he says, look, all the chatas element within this fund should be applied on this animal. The oila element within this fund should apply to this animal, because that's what the money was meant for. You can't now divert the money to just chatas or just oila. Okay, that's number one. So you see one difference between this case and the previous discussion. Here it's not just a general fund to account for his personal experience of Nazirus or Tzaras, which happens to have many karbanis within it. When he says, L'chayivasi, I'm bringing this for my obligation, he has two separate obligations, Chatas and Oila. So he can't divert it to one over the other. He has to take this money and direct it to the Chatas and to the Oila. That's number one. Next halacha, this is the focal point of our sugya, Meis, he passes away. This fellow who had two separate chiyuvim passed away, leaving behind this money unused. Vayilo Meis Setumim. What happens? Yelchu liyam ha-melach. Because there is chatas money there, it goes to the Yam ha-melach. Clearly, this fund is treated so differently than the Nazir's fund, then the Metzera's fund, then the Aledis's fund. You know why? Because in contrast to those individuals who had a certain experience, Nazirus, Tzaras, Leda, which triggered multiple karbanis, for which this fellow allocated money. The money is there to accommodate his Chiyav, his Nazirus, his Tzaras, his Leda, which happens to have many karbanis included. And on that we say the halacha Mishmi Sinai. If the money is left unused, send it to the Nadava. Because it wasn't yet, there was no specified chatas element within it. It was a general, generic fund to accommodate the chiyuv and nazirus, which happens to have chatas in it. So, it doesn't really directly identify with chatas at this point, at this early point, and therefore it goes to the Nadava, as opposed to this fellow. Well, two separate chiyuvim, unrelated. Ayla happened to have chatas as well. He set aside money. The money there is partially meant for Ayla, partially for chatas. It's called mei chatas. And therefore, if it's left unused, what do we do with mei chatas? The mei chatas, money used for chatas, money meant to be used for chatas, which is not needed anymore, goes liyam ha-melach, never to be used again. So bottom line is, this concept applies to Nazir, to Metzera, to Yeledes, where it's the experience that encompasses all those karbanis, and the money was designated for that experience, so to speak, to accommodate the obligation generated by that experience. It's not considered Dmei Chatos per se. And over there we have the Halacha, Mois Stumen, unused a fund which was not yet earmarked and labeled goes liyam nadava, as opposed to our case, which is considered the mechatas liyam hamelach. Now, even by the nazir, this is only by setumen. But if it's mifu rushin, this fellow designated, labeled the monies. In that case, the chatas money goes liyam hamelach as well. Amar Rav Ashi, how do we define Mifu Russian? What's called specification? How the Amras Mifu Russian line? When you tell me specified, does not go to Nadava. Loi Tema, don't think that needs to be explicitly, outrightly specified. Loi Tema the Amar Elu Lechatos. I'm not speaking only in a case where he actually sets up three piles. These are for the Chatos. Ve'elu Leilase. These for the Oila. Ve'elu Shlami. These for my Shlamim. Not only that is considered mifurashin, in which case the chatas money is thrown into Yama Melach. Ela afilu amar elu lechatasi, ulay lasi ulishlami. Even if he has one single pile, one single satchel with money, he says, you know what? This money is for my chatas oyle v'shlamim. That too is mifu rashin hain, because he gave it a name. He labeled it. Because the Amri, some explain further. Amar Ravashi. Not only in that last case, when he took the single pile and he labeled it, this is for my chata, is it called mefurashin? Not only there, isn't this chiddush? It goes even more than that. Even if he just said, this is my obligation, this is to satisfy my chiyuv or my chiyuvim. The chiv of the zeros, the chiv of the mitzvah, which obviously encompasses all three karbamis. That too is considered mefurashin. Harein mefurashin, kim mefurashin. It is as though he specified, this is my chatas, this is my ila, this is my shlomim, and we treat it accordingly. So according to the second version of Rashi, the only stumen is if he says, you know, he speaks in general terms about his experience. This is for my Nazirus, for my Karbonis Nazirus. But once it goes further, even if he just says, this is for my for my obligations. What are your obligations? One of them is Chatas. We treat it as such. Amarav, here comes another detail. Hada Moran Mois Stumen Yechul Nadava. When do we say Stumen goes to Nadava? That's only when the money is meant for purchase of all three karbonis. But im naflo, or there's a girsa, im nifrisha, demei chatas mi benein, but if he separated, he took a third of the money, put it aside for the chatas, and the remainder is meant for the oil and the shlam, harein kim nifrashin, we treat it as specified monies, in which case the chatas money goes liyam ha-melach, and the rest is meant to be used for oila and shlomim, doesn't go to Nadava. Tanakh was said to Rava, we have a right to Rava from a brisa. He has a pile of money, he says, Eilu l'chatas, you know this is for the chatas. Vashar, the rest of the money, l'shar nezirusi is for the rest of my nezirus, meaning the oila and the shlomim. What do we do with that? We don't treat it as satumin, rather, we treat them as mufurashin, as though they're earmarked and designated. And therefore, the chatas goes where? Yechul yam ha-melach. Vashar, the remainder, meant for the oila and the shlomim. By the way, the oila money has mi'ilah, because an oila carries with it a mi'ilah, you know, penalty. If one is benefits from an oila before the, so it has mi'ilah. And likewise, the funding for the oila has the same halacha, and the shlomim does not have mi'ilah. So that's exactly what happens to this money. Part of it is a potential oila, which carries the mi'ilah consequence, and part of it is a potential shlomim, which does not have mi'ilah. Vashar, the rest of the money, yavi chetzi loila, chetzi l'shlomim, half it goes loila, half l'shlomim. U'mayelin bekulam, suppose he diverted it for his own personal benefit. Depends how much he used. The entire money, which inevitably contains the oila element as well, or even most of the money, the Tosis points out, even most of it. So he's certainly gone into oila territory. He committed mila. But suppose he only used part of it for his own personal use. That could have been the shlamim money, which doesn't have mila. Vein ma'ilim remitzosan, he only used a small portion of it, less than 50%. 50% or less. He committed no mila because we can just attribute it to the shlamim money. Now what if he has a pile of money? Let's start the story again. He has a collection of funds, and he says, Eilu loy lasi, I want to earmark the oila money. This is for the oila, vashar. And the rest is l'sha'ar nezirusi for the other kabbarnas nezirus, meaning shlomim and chatas. What do we do? D'mei oila yaviu oila. The oila money is meant for the oila. U'mei alam behem, which carries me'ila as well. V'ashar, and the rest of the money, which contains two elements, shlomim element and a chatas element. Oh! Now we apply the halacha of the nadava, because of the chatas element within it. V'ashar, yiplu nadava. Umay Alan Bikulan, and once again, since the the remainder has a chatas element and a shlamim element. The chatas element carries mila, shlamim does not. So if he used the entire thing or most of it, he committed mila. As opposed to he only used part of it, we can attribute it to the shlamim which has no mila. So Rava was mechadish to us that even if he has a general, you know, carbon fund, which was not yet specified, but once he specified even a portion of it, we treat it differently. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Lo Yishanu Ela Mois, this halacha, that Mois Sutumen, Golden Adava, that's strictly pertaining to money. Aval Behema, Hare Yikim Ufureshus. Suppose he set aside three animals. And Tosis explains, we're speaking about animals which are not really suitable for his personal kabbonis. A nazir needs to have a sheep, a keves for the oila, a kivsa, female sheep for the chatas, an ayil, a ram for the shlamim. He set aside three cows. He's not going to use them for the actual kabbonis nazir, but he's going to sell them off and use the money to finance his kabbonis. In this case, we say, well, if he passes away and it's not needed, we can't send it linadava. Harik mufureshes. We treat it like mufureshes. We'll explain soon why this is. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Hada Amri Behema, Harik mufureshes. This concept of Behema is treated like specified funds. In which case, the chatas money goes to the Amalech, etc. Loishon, it's only El Tzmima. If the animals reserved for purpose of financing his Korbanis Nazar were unblemished. In which case, as Tosis explains, when he sets them aside, when he reserves them, he's magdish them, they become Kedushas Haguf. They become inherently Kaddish. In which case, you can't just visit your local marketplace and sell them off. You have to wait till they get a mum. Send them out to pasture till they get a blemish. It takes a while. And by that time, he might actually, you know, call them by name. Oh, this is the chatas, this is the oila, this is the shlomim. You know, if it's there long enough, he might forget himself and give them labels, give them names, tag them. And therefore, we treat them like mefurashim. Aval balas mum, but suppose these animals that he reserved for the karbonis nazir, for financing of his future karbonis, contain mums and blemishes, in which case you can go right away to the marketplace and exchange them for money. Harik is tum, we treat it like mois is tumen, unspecified funds, which as we explained before, if they're left over and unneeded, we send them linadav. So again, if he set aside animals for purchase of his karbanis nazar, well, it depends. If they're tamimin, they have kedusha, have to wait until you can get the mum, etc. We treat them as though they've been specified. This is the chatas, this is the oil, this is the shlamim. And, you know, the chatas will end up going liyam ha-melach. The chatas funds liyam ha-melach. But if it's a balas mum, if they have mumen, then we treat them just like any other commodity. We treat them like money. Unspecified funds, golden and double. Aval nas chaloy. But let's say he set aside bullion, bars of silver. That's something that has to be appraised and evaluated. It's not like currency. In which case we say that if he put aside three bars of gold, three bars of silver for his kabbonis, for instance, we don't look at it like it's just a generic fund. It's like mefurashin. It's as though this is, for the chatas, this is part of the bars for the oila, it's part of the shlamim. Why? Because this halacha of stumin, yiplu, nadava was specific to money. That's the halacha. You have a fund which is unspecified. It's a shared fund. It's a collective fund. Despite the fact that there's a chatas element within it, we don't care. We send it on a davar. We don't see the chatas there. It's part of that generic fund. It's stumen l'nadava. But if we have items which are not considered currency, they're chafetzen, things of value. So we say this part that was meant for the chatas, whether it's a separate bar or perhaps even the same bar, but this item or part of this item was meant for chatas, it's considered labeled as meant for chatas. It's dmei chatas. Right? You see the difference between a fund, which is like fluid. It's unspecified. It's untagged, unlabeled. It's unidentified. A general fund for my three korbanis. It's one mix. It's one entity. But when you have items of value, which are not easily converted into money, you have to appraise it, to go value it, then this item is tagged as the chatos item. This is the oil. This is the shlam. That's sort of three separate, items. Three separate items of value. In which case, this is chatos. This is oil. This is shlamim. And you cannot just send the limadava. Rather, whichever part identifies with the chatos goes to the Yam HaMelech. So that's Rachman's chiddush. That it comes to animals. Tamim was a problem. Balasmum is like as good as money. But an idol like Nascha is not. For Rav Nachman Ritzchak Amar, he disagrees. I feel a Nascha. Even bars of gold and silver, it's close enough to money. It's treated like currency. Has the same aloha as mois. Aval savor shal kurish loy. But you have some other expensive item. You have a pile-up of construction beams. That's certainly not... It's not a commodity. In that case, it's just a chayfetz. It's a piece of merchandise. It's an item. And the chatos element within it, meaning the part of the pile that was meant for chatos, is considered mei chatos. It's been earmarked. It's been labeled as something which identifies with chatos. And if it's unneeded, goes to the Yam HaMelech. Okay, perhaps I should stop here and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Bottom line is, we have the halacha, unused funds, gold and dove. Now, who reserved those funds? Who are they meant for? So it has to fit in a certain bill. Number one, it has to be funds designated for an individual who underwent a certain experience, which triggered multiple karbonis, all sourced in that experience. You have a nazir, put aside money for his chatos eil and shlamim, triggered by his naziris. A mitzayir, set aside money for his chatos and eil, triggered by his saras. That money is left unused, send it l'nadava, despite the fact that it has a chatos element within it. It's not yet been designated for chatos, it's a general fund, triggered by his naziris, by his saras. It goes l'nadava, as opposed to a fellow who are two separate reasons, one for the oila, one for the chatas, and set aside a general fund for both. Half of it goes to the oila, half to the chatas, and if it's left unused, the chatas portion goes to the Yam HaMelech. What is considered stumen, unspecified? What is considered labeled, specified? In which case, the chatas element goes to the Yam HaMelech. We're speaking about even a nazir or a mitzera. According to one version, even if he just says, well, this pile here is from my chatos oil of shlamim, that's already called mefurish. Going to the second version, even if he just says l'chayvasi, it's called mefurish. And the only way it works is if he just says, linzi rusi, not relating to his actual obligations. That we don't relate it, it's not identified as chatos money at that point. Rava says if he has a pile but separates a portion for chatos funding, that's called mei chatos, and the rest is called mei oila and shlamim. The Gemara tells us this only applies to money, but not to animals which are tmimin, perhaps not to the nascha, and certainly not to the svar shel kairos. These are called items of value, merchandise, and this halacha only applies to one collective a fluid fund. All the best, Yivatzlocha Rava, and Besuris Tavis.